Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm debating my friend, my pal. He's the crystal Pepsi to my wild cherry. Steven Shram. Shram, how are you?
I don't know if that's offensive because I've never had crystal Pepsi.
Well, it's outdated. It's not around anymore. Nobody liked it. So
it is offensive.
Very offensive.
Okay. Fuck you.
Those are fighting words in gangland. So, Shram, which cartoon character would be your spirit animal?
Tasmanian Devil.
So you took the animal thing literally?
Yeah, literally.
We see your anger before, so that makes a lot of sense. And as always, we have our engineer. And this time, because today is a special three-way debate, he is our judge, so he's back. Jeffrey Scott, William Poland III. Jeff, how you feeling?
Feeling great, Doug. How are you?
Pretty good. The robe looks great on you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You forgot your gavel in your car, but
yeah.
It's okay.
Or is it sticking out of the robe right there?
Whoa. So, Jeff, which cartoon character would be your spirit animal?
Woody the Woodpecker.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're taking the animal thing literally. Let's see if our other debater, you've heard him before. He's done some great episodes, Ball vs. Toupee. He's not wearing his toupee today, but we have Joseph Jacob. Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking, Doug. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Things like that happen.
I'm not a master debater yet.
Well, you could be if you run the gauntlet versus me and Shram. But
let's do it.
First, we got to know, who is your spirit animal?
Popeye.
Yeah. Popeye. Okay.
Yeah. He's got a gun. You know what I mean?
Oh, big arms. Okay.
Yes. Arm.
He's bald, too.
I just saw Jeff get really excited.
Do you like spinach?
Yeah. Do I like spinach? Yeah, I like spinach. With a little bit of lemon, some garlic. Mmm.
All right, before our judge... All right, before our judge introduced today's three-way debate topic, my spirit animal is my name, Doug. That was such a great cartoon, great character. Patty Mayonnaise and... Oof.
Skeeter.
Skeeter, he had a green friend. Nobody ever talked about that he was green.
They just accepted him. They didn't.
That's the message of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you relate more to Doug or to Quailman?
Doug.
Well, Quailman's a separate character.
No, but Doug wears his underwear on the outside sometimes, so I just want to.
Oh, okay.
Used to.
Yeah. All right. So, Jeff, what do you have for us today?
Okay. Who would it be better to be in a band? The lead singer? The lead guitarist. Or the drummer.
Of course you want to be the lead singer. You're the front man. You're there. You're who people pay to see. It's not like anybody ever goes to a show and it's like, oh man, I just paid $200 to be front row to see the drummer who's way, 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 way in the back. Or the guitar player who's off stage sweating, looking down, just banging his head. You're the front man. You're making love to that mic in front of the crowd. The women are throwing their panties on stage, which can be disgusting if you really think about it. But you look at an album cover, it's always, boom, focus is on the lead singer. In the back, everybody else is, you know, blurry, just standing there in a rainstorm. So, of course, you want to be the lead singer.
Okay. I would say you want to be the drummer, Jeff, for several reasons. They're the most important, okay? They're basically the conductor of the band. They're keeping the tempo. You need a tempo to write a song, correct? There's classic artists who are drummers. Tommy Lee. Did you know that Stevie Wonder drummed too?
I did not know that, Joe.
Yep. He knew how to drum. Travis Barker.
Wow.
Did you see
classic.
His new drum set?
I didn't see his new drum set, no. Oh, Stevie Wonder. There's movies about drummers. You know, you don't see a movie. Well, you know, I guess there are some movies about lead singers, but there's movies just about drumming, like Whiplash. That's a classic movie. Drumline. There's genres of music based off drumming. rap and hip hop is all drumming, you know? How many times does someone say, give me a beat? What do you need to make a beat?
Who's the main actor in Drumline?
I don't know that.
Nick Cannon.
Oh, Nick Cannon. I was thinking of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check that. Okay.
Obviously, that leaves guitarist. If I were in a band, I'd want to be a guitarist. I think that's the best person to be. You're kind of like the engine of the band. I've been in bands before a long, long, long time ago, and when you start writing a song, it kind of starts with a guitar riff or a rhythm of something, and you know, a singer could put lyrics to a page, and a drummer could start making a beat to go along with that, but the engine comes from the guitarist. You know, he comes up with something in his head, and he makes the band go around, and there's plenty of guitarists out there that have shared the spotlight with singers and, you know, everyone else in between. Van Halen is literally named after Eddie Van Halen, the, you know, one of the greatest guitarists on the planet.
Oh, he doesn't have a brother who's a drummer?
I'm just saying. Eddie Van Halen. What's the drummer's name? What's his first name?
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody does.
Andy Van Halen or some shit?
Nobody does. Eddie Van Halen, you know, Jimmy Page, you know, Kirk Hammett, Slash. These guys are, they're just as big as personalities as, you know, anyone else in the band. And I think a lot of people, you know, when they listen to it, you know, there's breaks. You know, sometimes the singer's not saying a word. Sometimes there's just a guitar solo. People appreciate that in music. And I think, you know, you get a lot of the glory being the guitarist.
Okay. So,
yeah, I just have something to say about that. So you're talking about Van Halen. It is ain't named after Eddie Van Halen. We all know that. But was Van Halen really Van Halen when David Lee Roth left?
Yes.
They came out with one song with Sammy Hagar.
Van Hagar.
They were terrible. So the lead singer is the most important person. Look at album sales.
There's a lot of people that would debate you on that. Who do you like better, Van Halen or Van Hagar? A lot of people think Van Halen put out good music with Sammy Hagar. That song Right Now. And
that's the only song.
And I think there's a song about, you know, drinking and probably other stuff. But what I'm saying is, there's a lot of people.
One song he just named. Only one song.
That band carried on without David Lee Roth.
Every band carries on. Journey's singing with some guy from Korea that they found.
Because Eddie Van Halen was there throwing it down. People were going to see the guitar licks.
All right. So let's give this scenario. We play a set or, you know, concert and show ends. What are each of these people doing? What's the singer doing after the show ends? Where's he going?
He's going back to his room, and there's a line outside of these girls waiting to just hop on. That's what he's doing. He's signing autographs. Right. You know? He's looking at all the... He's signing boobs. Signing shirts. He's signing whatever people want. It's not like any... You know, Joey over here, he's going to throw his drumsticks out. Ooh. They're a dime a dozen.
Well, no, I'm going to throw my drumsticks and I'm going to stretch and then I'm going to take a shower because that's most important for me to be fit for the next show because my job's very important.
Very important. You're not getting any ass.
That's all right. If I'm Tommy Lee back in the day, I'm going back to Pam after I shower and stretch and do what I need to do to be prepared for the next show.
All right. Pam's hot. We all know that. But that's just one Pam. I had 17 Pams in one night.
What about, Travis Parker, man, he gets so much tail. Or used to. I don't know if he's still single, but it's possible for a drummer too. And they don't have to try too hard and talk about their feelings and, you know, and have the girls feel, you know, sorry for them and shit.
Hey, whatever gets them going, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever revs their engine.
I guess.
Guitars?
After the show?
Yeah, after the show.
Go back, have a nice big meal, hang out, have like 6 or 7 drinks.
And
then
shit your pants.
And then all the girls that were out there watching you walk up on top of the amp and, you know, shred your guitar solo right in their face. You know, like Lenny Kravitz when he comes out there and then sometimes he stretches a little bit too far and they get to see some extra stuff. All of a sudden, who cares about anyone else in the band? So, but you get to be a little bit more patient with it because people will wait for the guitarist because they, listen, finger movements. You don't think people are watching that on stage? Mesmerized and hypnotized by that kind of stuff. So they'll wait around for it. So you actually get to, you know, chill out a little bit and have some food and then get to what you need to do.
Yeah, the guitar player has to use his fingers because downstairs doesn't match up.
Okay.
Oof.
All right.
We
so
know Tommy Lee's got a big dick.
So, okay, let's talk about the next show concert walking on. Who's walking out? Who's the crowd going nuts for? Who's got the best stage presence?
In the entrance?
In the entrance.
I mean, all right, in the entrance alone, I would say the drummer, you know, okay. Because you can't start without that person. You know, they get it going. You know, they get 1, 2, 3, boom, then it starts. You know, I think they're most important. I mean, depending on who you are, I'm not going to sit here and say that every drummer is a fan favorite, but some of the most important drummers the crowds go wild for, like, you know, some of the names I mentioned before.
What are the types of things they do to make the crowd go wild, you know?
Get the fuck out! Yeah. You know, like, hey, throw their arms up a little bit, you know, like the 1, 2, 3 with the sticks.
Yeah.
Doesn't that get you excited when you see that? Starting like, oh, shit, it's about to go down now, you know?
Yeah, I used to love hitting the sticks in kindergarten music class.
Yeah.
Doug, what's
I used to like singing in chorus, too. Doug,
what's the singer doing? He's walking out on that stage.
Well, I'm letting all these jabronis go out first, and then there's like a lull in the crowd. They're like, oh my God, are they going on stage? I think they're going on stage. I think they're going to start soon. And then I come out. Well, the drummer's all the way in the back in the shadows. You know, they usually just put him way, way back. Nobody could see him. The guitar player is just sitting there, you know, checking his phone. And, dude, I come out, and it just rocks. They're like, Doug. Doug, 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 Doug. How you doing, Phoenix?
Wow. Woo! That gets you off the ground.
Yeah, and I usually do it when I'm in a different city. I was in Chicago for that one.
Wow.
And they were pissed. But they were into it. They knew I was there.
What's the guitarist doing, Steve?
Think about how awesome it is to have the band come out on stage and everyone comes out and everyone's getting hyped. Joey's jumping around behind his drum set and he's, you know, telling everyone to get the fuck up. And Doug comes out and says the wrong city and everyone's trying to get hyped and, you know, see what the best, you know, the way the show is going to start, how's it going to start. And you want to kick off a show. Imagine not being the singer, not being the drummer, but all of a sudden get to kick off a show. It gets quiet. The lights go off. And all of a sudden you hear something like this. That is the guitarist starting a concert and getting everyone as hyped as possible. You don't think people are going to flock to him thinking that he's, you know, the better person to be in the band? How great would you feel if you could start 50,000 people in their seats and you're the one that gets to just start doing that to get the show going?
You start it off and then they just...
Yeah. And then the singer and the drummer follow.
How many concerts would you say you go to and it's like second or third song and then the singer's like, let me introduce you to everybody in the band. And then they're like, we have Joey on drums. And he goes, and then I'm like,
not yodeling, bro.
Well, that was my drum sound.
Oh.
I don't have a drum set right here. Jeff was supposed to bring it. No, but, and then you go to all the other, hey, the French horn section. And like, you know, you're introducing everyone. Yeah, there it is. It's Bobby over there. But no, you're introducing everyone. So you're the most important person because if you didn't acknowledge these jabronis behind you, nobody wouldn't even know they're there. That's why you're the most important. You have so much responsibility.
The touring's over. The dream is at its peak. It's retirement time. All right? Who do I want to be at the end of the road?
The lead singer. The book deals. You know, you're putting out a book with your face on it. People will know, oh my God, I know that guy. He was in that 80s band, the Bone Crushers. I know that guy. But all these other guys... They'll be like, oh, they're squinting. They're like, oh, yeah, that's that blurry guy that was in the background all the time. You know, the lead singer has all those great stories about, and the lead singer is the one that's always interviewed on shows. You know, the band is on Jimmy Fallon. You know, they walk up to the lead singer and they ask him questions about the new album that's coming out. Everybody else just stands in the back.
You know, but on the flip side, though, Jeff, you know, in your retirement, you're older. You know, you're more tired.
Yeah,
a little bit less energy. You don't want all the attention anymore. You made your money, you're set, spend time with your family. You can go back, you know, and relax and spend quality time with yourself and not have to deal with all the paparazzi and deal with all the attention and people asking you stupid fucking questions and autographs. And
would you say the drummer would be the most likely out of the three to have a family at the end when it was all said and done?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I think it's pretty equal with the way to produce a child for all three of the musicians.
Like with a wife and, you know, like the one that you've been with. I mean, the singer's signing boobies every night, you know.
I think it's equal. Okay. I don't think you're more prone to have a child, have a family as a drummer. I think it's pretty equal between the three. They're all living a similar lifestyle when it comes to travel and you know, constantly playing. But you know, you as a person, I think you would enjoy retirements in a little bit more of a quiet scenario where you could be on the beach and spend time with your family, or if not, don't have a family and be by yourself and just do whatever the fuck you want.
All right.
I think it's better to be able to play an instrument in retirement. I think, you know, you got into a band because music is your passion. You love it. You live it. You want to do it whether you're retired or not. And when the fans go away and the touring stops, you're still probably going to want to have that hobby. And I think, you know, being able to pick up guitar or even drums, but a guitar more because you could get more sound out of it and, you know, more riffs and things like that, you're going to be able to fulfill that. I think singers have the biggest drop off because when it's gone, it's gone. You think, like, when Limp Bizkit breaks up, Fred Durst is like, man, I want to play music. And he just looks in the mirror and goes, bring it on, or get the fuck up. And there's no music or anything. Like, that's not... it's not satisfying. At least in retirement, you could still continue to do the thing that you love, even though it might not be in front of everybody.
Do you think today's, you know, children know who Fred Durst is?
No.
Well, they should. They should celebrate him, you know. They should have a holiday on his birthday. I don't know what day it is. I think it's August 12th, but they should celebrate on that day. But, Jeff, do you care about your health when you're making this decision, right? It's important.
Yeah, of course.
So, arthritis, drums, playing the drums... do you just think about your carpal tunnel?
Throat cancer.
Arthritis. Yeah. Throat cancer from talking?
Yeah.
Singing, screaming, yep. Depending on what band you're in.
You get throat cancer. Jeff, or somebody, you know, Jeff's the judge. Somebody on the couch over here, can you Google that throat cancer?
I'm pretty sure it happened. Correlation. I'm pretty sure it happened to the lead singer of the Deftones and the lead singer of the Used.
Smoke or do drugs.
They got throat cancer?
I'm pretty sure the Used and the Deftones.
But is there a correlation?
From the way that they sing.
There's
the way
definitely
that they
correlation.
Scream.
Okay.
If you're causing stress... if you're causing stress on your throat, you know, you're prone to get cancer.
We'll see that, but I'll continue my point. Arthritis, you have the arthritis for the drummer, all the my tennis elbow, and you have the same thing with the guitarist. You're doing the same motions all the time. You're gonna be like 60 or 70. You won't even be able to satisfy yourself.
All right. Well, let's get some closing arguments.
You want to be the guitarist. Like I said, you're the engine of the band. You're the thing that makes the whole thing go around. You know, when you're writing an album, you're in the studio. It's, you know, you're coming up with the riffs. You're coming up with the rhythm. You know, you're setting the tone for the song. Is it going to be a happy song? Is it going to be a sad song? You know, if you write a really heavy, sad riff, the lead singer is going to turn around and write some really heavy, sad lyrics. If you got something a little more upbeat, the song might be a little bit more fun. Then depending on the lyrics and the song, I mean, and the guitar riff, the drummer's going to come in and add his beat. I think it's the most important part of, you know, being in the band. Listen, I was a singer in high school in a band, and it was the most nerve-wracking thing that I've ever been a part of. I mean, to go out there and, you know, have that pressure put on you, it's not as enjoyable. I think that if you could, you know, be just as badass by playing the music that you want to play and, you know, standing, you know, there next to the singer and, you know, basically making the whole thing go round, it's just as important. It's just as fun in your retirement years. I think you get a lot more out of it. And I think you get all the perks and even more some when you choose to, you know, shred.
The lead singer by far is the most important thing. Joey just mentioned that he's the gas. Shram's the engine. But when you're a lead singer, you're a motherfucking sailboat. You don't need anybody else. You're the one that people are paying to see. When they buy that ticket, they were like, oh, I want to look at that guy the whole time. They're not staring while you're singing the melodies of that amazing 80s song. You're not staring at the guitar player the whole time or the drummer. You're looking right at the lead singer. And then after your career, yeah, you might have a family, you might not, but you'll be able to make money from book deals. You might even be able to be a radio host. David Lee Roth did it in New York unsuccessfully, but he still did it and made a lot of money doing it. And just think about the biopic. Whew. That biopic. Whew. When was the last biopic about any lead guitar player or... none. There's none.
May I?
Yeah, if you have something.
Thank you. They made a movie about Jimi Hendrix. It was fucking incredible. And he's one of the best guitar players that ever lived.
But he was the lead singer as well. He sang as well.
There's documentaries on Eddie Van Halen.
They're documentaries.
Yeah. Well, you said biopics.
Biopics is like a big budget, like a big thing.
What? All right.
Jimi Hendrix sang. That was a terrible thing to say.
Wasn't the dirt told from Nicky Six's point of view? Well, he's the bassist.
Yeah, he's the bassist. Yeah. And also when people...
Oh, dude, come on, bassist, if you're listening, turn the car. It's oncoming.
Hold on. And, but yes, Jimi Hendrix did sing, but tell me anytime anybody brings Jimi Hendrix up to you, the first thing you think of is, man, that guy had some vocal cords. Everyone thinks guitar. First thing, without a doubt. Singing
real,
secondary.
Real, he real. So, he
and, that's the, like, and that's the perfect way to sum it up. That's the perfect way to sum it up. Singing is secondary. When you think about it, guitar first, secondary.
Drum is first. Let's go to my closing argument, okay? Shrem, you mentioned that the guitar player is the engine to the band. Without an engine won't do anything without gasoline, and that's exactly what the drummer is. Okay, you need a tempo to get a rhythm together. Jeff, as a child, okay, were you not attracted to Pamela Anderson?
Of course I was attracted to Pamela. I think everybody.
Well, you could be like Tommy Lee, too, if you're a drummer, okay? Now, you know, retirement, you can go back in retirement. Yeah, you don't get as much attention as a drummer. I could admit that. But you can go back in retirement and, you know, relax and enjoy your time and stay with Pamela Anderson if that's what you choose. Obviously, Tommy Lee didn't do that. So she's available now, and you can still become a drummer if you want to and make your dreams come true.
Wow. Well, I want to thank all three of you. We had discussed a lot of things today. Doug, people pay to see the singer, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's signing boobies. He's getting book deals in the end. I mean, shit, he's getting 17 Pamela Andersons in one night. In one night. And he's more recognizable when it's all said and done. Joey, drummer keeps the tempo, right? There's movies about drumming. Whiplash. Nick Cannon did Drumline. Terrible. But after the show, you're going back to the room and you're stretching and showering. You're getting ready for the next show.
Yeah.
You know? Seems kind of like, you know, he's just dedicated to the next show. These two guys are out here partying. Which brings me to Steve. He's eating.
Fuck Lars.
Guitarist is the engine of the band. Starts with the riff, you know, that sets the tone of the song. It's going to tell, you know, the singer what kind of mood he needs to be in. Dictates. Right? In retirement, he could still play. Write, you know, an acoustic thing, right? They have an acoustic album. Drummer's going to have arthritis. And the singer, we really don't know what his end holds.
Are you not going to have arthritis in your fingers?
Throat cancer. Well, you could have... Wait, we're going to. So he did. So throat cancer is a thing.
Yeah. No, there's no fact correlation to it.
So that's another thing.
There's no fact.
I don't want throat cancer in retirement.
It's also just one unhealthy fuck, maybe.
All right.
And you want hand arthritis?
Yeah, I would say throat.
We know where you're going with this. I would
I'm going to have to go with the guitarist.
This is biased, dude. This is bullshit. This is bullshit. Here, I got you, Doug. Better get. You know, better learn how to use your other hand when you get arthritis and you're strong one.
That is true.
I've dabbled in piano, so.
So you're telling me you'd rather, after a big show, go and eat a meal?
Yeah. No, well, he's eating a meal and then he's going to fuck.
But you're eating a meal, then you're like.
Well, you gotta get your energy. You gotta get, you know, everything in there.
Cocaine and Pepsi Cola.
I tell you, you almost had me sold on the signing of the boobies.
That's what it's all about. But all right. Shrem won. Shrem, how do you feel?
Great.
That sucked. But
what about my feelings?
Joe, how do you feel?
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I know. I think we were pretty excited. You made the
drummer seem so lame.
You know what?
I know you wanted all the attention and you wanted to live this lifestyle, bro. That's not you, man.
It's not you.
Jeff does seem like he'd be like a hermit drummer that like lives in a cabin.
No, I think he'd have a little fun, and you know, but within reason. You know, wouldn't go too crazy, but
I want to party.
All right.
We're going to be partying. Play my your guitar.
You want to mesmerize with your fingers, have a steak,
yep,
and then do the damn thing.
Yep.
Yeah, only guitarists can eat steak. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at @WeLikeToDebate and on Instagram @ItsDebatablePod and our new website, itsdebatablepod.com. Good night.